नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुधीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः नमो पङ्कजनाभाय नमो पङ्कजमालिने नमो पङ्कजनेत्राय नमस्ते पङ्कजाङ्ग्रे हरे कृष्ण रीडिङ्ग् फ्रोम् श्रीमद् भागवतम् केण्टो 11 chapter 1 chapter entitled the curse upon the Edo dynasty text number 24 bhagavan gyata sarvartha ishwaropi tad anyata kartum nechad viprashapam कालरूप अन्वमोदता भगवान् ज्ञात सर्वार्थ ईश्वरोऽपि तदन्यता कर्तुं नेच्छद् विप्रशापम् कालरूप अन्वमोदता भगवान् ज्ञात सर्वार्थ ईश्वरोऽपि तदन्यता कर्तुं नेच्छद् विप्रशापम् कालरूप अन्वमोदता
Thank you.
భగవాన్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ జ్ఞాత నోయింగ్ సర్వర్త ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈశ్వర క్వైట్ కేపబుల్ అపి ఆల్దో తదన్యథా అదర్వైజ్ కర్తుం టు మేక్ న ఇచ్ఛత్ ఈ డిడ్ నాట్ డిజైర్ విప్రశాపం ద బ్రాహ్మణస్ కర్స్ కాలరూప ఎగ్జిబిటింగ్ ఇస్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ అన్వమోదత ఈ గ్లాడ్లీ శాంక్షన్ Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Knowing fully the significance of all these events, the Supreme Lord, though capable of reversing the Brahmana's curse, did not wish to do so. Rather, in His form of time, He gladly sanctioned the events. Purport. We'll continue from yesterday, where we stopped in the purport. Lord Chaitanya, exhibiting His magnanimous pastimes, drove away from South India all the false doctrines of the apasampradayas or so-called disciplic traditions of pseudo-devotees who had gained great influence by resorting to the atheistic theories of the Buddhists and Jains. Thus he turned all of India toward the devotional service of Lord Krishna so that due to the extensive preaching of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, there remained no topic of discussion in the world other than devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Tridandi Path Prabhudanand Saraswati has elaborated on this in his verse, Stri Putradi Katam Jahur Vishayinaha. Shri Narahari Sarkar Thakur in his book Krishna Bhajanamrit has corrected the improper statements of the Gauranga Nagari Vadis, Sakhi Beki Vadis and others of the 11 pseudo-disciplic chains that claim to follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These unauthorized persons present cheating in the guise of religion and advertise their duplicity as katha or pure worship of the Lord. Just as Krishna brought about a furious quarrel to destroy his own family, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged for the world to be flooded by varieties of Mayavad and Karmavad philosophies just after his disappearance. He did this to destroy persons who belong to the 11 apasampradayas or unauthorized disciplic traditions, as well as the many other apasampradayas that would appear in the future and presume to call themselves devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or pretend to be descendants in his family line. At the same time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged for his own men to be kept away from the pseudo-devotees of these cheaters. The devotees of Lord Gaur Sundar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can discern the mysteries of his pastimes that manifest in the pastimes of Lord Krishna. The activities of the transcendental body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be understood in any ordinary mundane way. That is the essential meaning of this chapter. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to the 11th canto, first chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Curse Upon the Yadu Dynasty. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya చక్షురోన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపా కదా మయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేయం శ్రీ గురో శ్రీయుతా పదకమలం శ్రీ గురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపాం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగణా రఘునాథాన్వితాం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపదాన్ సహగణా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత శ్రీరాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ శ్రీరాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి
pranamami hare priye vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Nama om Vishnu padaya Krishna preshthaya bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Et Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Hare Krishna. This is a very sobering chapter. This is a chapter where we read about the curse upon a dynasty none other than Krishna's own, how they got destroyed. So Mausal Leela, generally Krishna's disappearance, devotees generally don't discuss these pastimes. And we feel a lot of separation and devotees don't discuss about the disappearance pastimes of the Lord. But this is in the Srimad Bhagavatam and very instructive. And in this purport, Srila Prabhupada's disciples, they write very beautifully, it's a long purport, how terrible, terrible misfortune arises in our lives when we undermine other devotees, when we don't give them proper respect. Like in this pastime, they made fun of the sages by asking them to identify whether the child, they had actually put up an iron thing in a cloth, tied up, and they were asking the sages to identify the child, whether it is a boy or a girl. So they were making fun of the sages. So when we deal with the advanced Vaishnavas inappropriately, then we incur upon ourselves terrible misfortune. This is what is very emphatically explained in this purport. And conversely, all auspiciousness comes to our lives when we give devotees respect. Last Sunday we heard this beautiful class by His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, where he spoke in detail about the pastime where Advaita Acharya was in the mind criticized by Fachi Mata. She called him Dvaitamaya. And Maharaj explained how Lord did not even spare his own mother. It was a very sweet pastime, but still there is an instruction to all of us not to criticize, not to make fun, or not to undermine the position of Vaishnavas. In fact, in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is a description. Lord Chaitanya is instructing Murari Gupta. When he is showing him his Varahadev form, Lord Chaitanya tells him how Narakasur was his own son, but the Lord personally destroyed him because he had offended devotees. So, Lord doesn't... that doesn't mean Lord is inimical. Lord is very kind to devotees. But He also wants us time and again about not undermining devotees. And generally, these kind of offenses and this kind of neglectful behavior towards Vaishnavas happens when we are at the peak of success. When we are weak or when we are failing, generally we are very humble because we are humbled. As Burijan Prabhu writes in his Japa book, for most of us, humiliation comes before humility. We get humiliated, we get humbled by the material nature. So when we are new, when we are suffering, we are generally very humble. But when we are successful, when we have things going our way, that's when pride enters the heart. Pride cometh before the fall. If you see the Roman Empire, if you see some of the most successful empires that have fallen or that have got destroyed, that was during the peak of their success because of an act of arrogance. So when we are happy, when we are successful, we could very likely get intoxicated by the success. And like, you know, in cricket, a batsman who is playing very well, he's hitting sixers and fours, and he gets carried away. And one moment of inattention, the next ball is out. In fact, even if you have scored a triple century in the previous match, the next match you could be out for a duck. I remember as a young boy, when I was in the final year of school, there was a World Cup final match happening in India. It was the first time India was hosting a World Cup match, and it was Australia versus England. And England was cruising along to a very simple, easy victory. And the captain of the England team was batting. And it was very easy. Slowly they were inching along, and everybody knew they were going to win. Now, final of the World Cup match, you don't take chances. You don't fool around. But this captain, in a moment of overconfidence and, you know, feeling extremely happy that we are winning, a simple ball came on his right side. He had to just hit it and take a run. But he got excited and he turned around and he hit a reverse shot. There was no need. But when he did that, the ball got on the top edge of the bat, it went up, and the wicketkeeper caught the catch, and then suddenly the lower order collapsed like a pack of cards, and England lost the match. And everyone was shocked, and the captain was criticized for a long time. So this is what happens generally when we are very successful, happy, good, everything is going nicely, then no point making, you know, we feel there is no harm in making fun of some devotees. And we don't even realize we are hurting them. And then that one moment of inattention, and then things come falling, things collapse. That's what Lord Krishna is teaching us, that be careful. I see this poster, this Mumbai traffic, they put many places. Nazar hati, durghatna ghati. You take your eyes off and you meet with an accident. So when we are driving sometimes, it's like, you know, you're driving on a bike on a highway, full speed you're going. And then you're saying, wow, I have to cover 200 miles. I've already covered 150 miles. I'm going so nice. See, I've covered so much distance. And you keep looking back at the distance that you have already covered and you are admiring and glorifying that. And then what happens? You are driving ahead, but you are looking back. What will happen? Accident. Similarly, I am a devotee for 20 years. I have done so much service. We keep looking back at our glory and at our laurels. Oh, I have done so much. I have done so much. But we are actually going forward. And then what happens? Accident. Because we have to see front. Because Maya is always putting traps. Till we go back to Krishna, that's going to be a challenge. So, every moment there is a test. Therefore, there are chapters like this in the Bhagavatam where we are warned, be careful, be careful. So, basically we need two kinds of motivation. One is negative motivation and one is positive motivation. Both kinds of motivations are needed. Negative motivation is when we are told, you know, when you commit offenses, this is what happens. Be careful. There is danger. Look at this pastime. And positive motivation is, you know, examples of devotees being served by others. When we are serving Vaishnavas, how we get mercy. So we need positive motivation also. And negative motivation, both are needed. Because if you are only told about apradh and dangers, then what happens? A devotee becomes very fearful. He has a phobia, always. Apradh, apradh, apradh. And he lives on the mental level. On the other hand, if we are only appreciating devotees and glorifying them and only serving, never conscious of the dangers of Vaishnava Prabhu, then what happens? Because we are appreciating Vaishnavas, because we are serving them, we get mercy and we are also very happy. And when we are happy, what happens? Pride or inattention. So therefore we need both. Balance of both. Just so that we don't become proud, we need to hear about the Vaishnava Prabhu and the dangers of undermining Vaishnavas. And just so that we don't get depressed, we also need to understand and appreciate Vaishnavas and keep happily moving forward. Like when we are driving on a hilly area, you will see that when there are a lot of turns and curves, and you will see a lot of road signs saying the dangerous curve ahead, drive slow. School ahead, speed breaker ahead, drive slow. We see all those signs when we are going on a very steep and a dangerous road. So many warnings are there. So do we stop our vehicle and start moaning and complaining, oh, there is so much danger? No, we keep going. But we go carefully. We drive carefully. At the same time, we don't say that, oh, I have to go up, so let me drive recklessly. We don't do that either. We are slow, cautious, and we keep going forward. Similarly, in Krishna consciousness, there are signs. 10 offenses to the holy name. In fact, we chant every day morning. During initiation, we chant these offenses. Constantly reminding ourselves. But that doesn't mean we get panicky and we start feeling nervous or jittery about it. No, we move forward. Know that these warning signs are there. And then we go towards Krishna. But offenses, they are to be avoided carefully. Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj gave a very nice definition of an offense. In one of his classes I heard, he said, aparad is an attitude. See, each word here made so much sense to me. I immediately memorized it. An attitude of arrogance or neglect towards vehicles of spiritual energy in the material world. I'll repeat. Offense is an attitude of arrogance or neglect towards vehicles of spiritual energy in this material world. So, attitude of what? Arrogance, pride or neglect. Towards whom? Towards vehicles of spiritual energy. What are the vehicles of spiritual energy in this material world? Devotees, what else? Deities, Srimad Bhagavatam, paraphernalia of Krishna, Dham, holy names. These are all going to take us to Krishna. In fact, holy names, Srimad Bhagavatam are non-different from Krishna. So they are helping us connect to Krishna in this material world. And when we have an attitude of arrogance or neglect towards these sacred paraphernalia of Krishna or the sacred representation of Krishna or the sacred incarnation of Krishna in this material world, we are incurring an offense. And that's what we see here. Yadus in this pastime did. They devalued or they undermined the position of great sages. And that's when Krishna withdraws his mercy. Krishna doesn't hate us. Krishna doesn't despise us. He knows that we don't deserve the mercy right now. So what is the ideal situation that we need to aspire for? The ideal situation is when the devotee is always repentant, humble, respecting others, considering oneself as unqualified. That is one aspect of the ideal situation. And the second is, Lord is unlimitedly showering mercy. But what happens to us many times is instead of taking a low position, we have an attitude of justification. What I did is right. I am right, I am good, I am better than others. The moment we think I am better than others or I am great, because it is a world of duality, immediately when I think I am good, immediately what I think? Others are bad or others are wrong. I am right means others are wrong. So the attitude immediately of offensive mentality creeps in. So therefore, we need to be always repentant and conscientious of a fault that we unknowingly or knowingly commit. Many times we tell devotees, Prabhu, knowingly or unknowingly, if I have committed an offense, please forgive me. That is a symptom of a conscientious devotee. A devotee is very careful to a fault. A devotee who understands that he could be, treading on a very dangerous path of Vaishnava Prasa. So he has to be very careful. At the same time, we need to remember and feel hopeful in bhakti because Krishna is not a sadist. Krishna is not waiting to catch us doing a fault. Oh, abhi galti kya, pakdo. And take him down to hell. Oh, that's an offense. Offense kya, pakdo. You know? Krishna is not just waiting to hunt us down. No. Krishna is very merciful. In fact, one of the prayers in Vishnu Sahasranam, one of the lines is, Nimisho Nimisho Swagri Vachaspati Rudaradi. That the verse is, look at the amazing contradiction of Krishna. Nimisha, Lord's eyes always blink. And immediately the next word says, A Nimisha, the Lord's eyes never blink. Nimisho, Nimisha. So both words come immediately one after the other. Lord's eyes always blink. and the Lord's eyes never blink. How do we understand this? This means, Balde Vidyabhushan gives purport to this. He says, Lord's eyes always blink means, whenever devotees commit unknowingly mistakes, offenses, they slip, what Krishna does? He blinks. Maaf kar diya galti. And Animisha, Krishna never blinks his eyes, always wide open means, whatever little service a devotee does, Krishna notices. Ah, he has done a very good service. So Krishna is very kind like that. So he gives example of Draupadi. Draupadi rendered little service to Krishna by using a piece of cloth from her own sadi to tie Krishna's finger when it was bleeding. And then Krishna noticed it and supplied her unlimited sadi. So Krishna's eyes were wide open. And what is the famous example where Krishna closed his eyes? Putana. When Putana came smearing her breast with poison, Krishna chose to ignore all her faults. Oh, she has come in the form of a mother. So this is Krishna's quality. Nimisha, Animisha. So this is Krishna's amazing patience. He is waiting for us. He wants us back. Just imagine, you know, you go to your friend's house and he tells you wait. And you keep waiting outside for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours and he doesn't meet you. What will you do? You will get angry and you will walk away. But Krishna is waiting in the heart as Paramatma is waiting for us to turn to him for so many lifetimes and we have not turned to him. And imagine your friend calls you. Please Prabhu come home. I need your help. And then you go to his house and then he keeps you waiting. Then you'll get so wild. You wanted me. And now you only don't have time for me. Similarly, you know, when we come to material world, we are coming with Krishna. And when we're in the womb of the mother, we cry for help, we pray to Krishna. Krishna is there, but we don't turn to him. But Krishna is ever willing, ever waiting for us. So what is our position here? What is our job description? What we are supposed to do? Just respect others, chant Hare Krishna. You know, somebody was telling me a nice example. He said, we should be just like a forest animal while we are in this material world. When you think of forest animal, you think of lion and tiger. Sorry, not lion and tiger. If you think I am a lion, then hunters will come and shoot us down. In this material world, we have to think of ourselves as a deer or a small animal. And there are all predators everywhere. So what does a small animal do in a forest? He is very alert and quiet. he doesn't start imitating the lion and start, he doesn't roar, I have come, you know, he's careful, quiet, conscious, alert. So that's how a devotee is in this terrible forest of material existence. So we have to be careful. But this is what this chapter also is teaching us, that let us be careful and let us not enter into this dangerous terrain of offenses, negative attitude towards Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya called it as Hati Matha, mad elephant offense. If a mad elephant enters your garden where you have planted small seed of bhakti, then that elephant would crumple that, destroy that garden. Mad elephant would destroy that. Similarly, if we allow an offensive mentality to creep into our consciousness, we could get destroyed. Therefore, the antidote for this is always respecting other Vaishnavas and considering oneself as inferior. This is very, very important, because if we don't consider ourselves as inferior to other devotees, we will think we are better than them and then we commit offenses. Always giving a higher position to other devotees. That is the mood of a Vaishnava. Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita says about Lord Chaitanya's mood, Kripa Sudha Sarit Yasya Vishvam Aplavayantapi Nichagaiva Sadabhati Tam Chaitanya Prabhum Bhaje. He says, what is amazing quality of Lord Chaitanya's mercy? Kripa, Lord Chaitanya's kripa is like a nectarine river. Kripa Sudha Sarit Yasya Vishvam Aplavayantapi. This mercy will inundate the whole world. But there is an interesting qualification here mentioned. Just like water flows downstream from the mountains, it comes down. The water comes down generally. So similarly, he says, Nicha Gaiva Sadabhati Tam Chaitanya Prabhum Bhaje. If you are situated at a lower level, then the water of mercy comes. So this is Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Lord Chaitanya's mercy is readily available to one who takes a low position. And low position means immediately putting others in a higher position. And only when we are deeply convinced that others are better than us and others deserve respect, only then we can actually appreciate them. Lord Chaitanya's followers have always cultivated this mood. In fact, if you see this mood of repentance, the mood of accepting our own fault is very prominent in Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Even Uddhava, when he met Vidura, the third cantor describes, immediately he told Vidura that, you know, we undermine Krishna's position. Durubhago bata lokoyam yadavo nitaramapi e samvasanto na vidur hari meena ivodupam. He says, we considered Krishna to be an ordinary person, just like fishes in the ocean when they look at the reflection of the moon on the surface of the ocean. They think moon is one of them. But moon is not like one of them. Similarly, because Krishna was living with us, we thought Krishna is one of us. What a terrible mistake we have done. Like this, like Uddhava laments. And you see that, and then Uddhava glorifies others. And he says that how everybody is a better devotee than him. Srila Prabhupada once, one devotee came to Srila Prabhupada in the initial days. He was doing sincere service. And then because of his past bad activities before coming to Krishna consciousness, he was supposed to report to police and he was supposed to be imprisoned for a few months. So he came to Srila Prabhupada and said, I have to serve my term, I have to go to jail because of certain things I did before. And Srila Prabhupada, because he wanted to, Srila Prabhupada was spontaneously wanting to encourage him and love him, Srila Prabhupada said, oh, jail. Don't worry. How long? He said, 3 months. Oh, that's okay. Krishna was also born in jail only, so no problem. You're going to jail. So what he did was he downplayed the whole thing. He made him feel very comfortable. And then Srila Prabhupada asked him, oh, so this jail term you're serving for what crime? What did you do? And he was very embarrassed. He said, Srila Prabhupada, I'm very sorry, but before coming to Krishna consciousness, I was dealing with drugs. So, and you know, it is an offense, so now I'm serving a jail term. Again, Srila Prabhupada saw that he's repentant. Srila Prabhupada saw that he's sorry about it. So Srila Prabhupada laughed. And he said, don't worry. Before I became a sannyasi, before I took vanaprastha, I was also dealing with pharmacy business. So I was also a druggist. I had a store where I was keeping drugs. So I was also dealing with drugs. So don't worry. Like that, Srila Prabhupada made him feel comfortable. So devotees, I remember once one devotee was really struggling and then some devotees told His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj that Maharaj, because of this mistake he did, I think we should punish him. And immediately spontaneously Maharaj said, I think he's really punishing himself. He's really going through a lot of repentance. So just allow him to go through that. So many times we don't see that devotees are suffering. They are going through penance. They are going through their own struggles. And we also jump on them and declare them to be a criminal. That's very big violence. This is the ideal combination. Devotee is repentant and the Lord is also very merciful. Parishit Maharaj also is described, Mahi pati stvatatat karma garyam vichintayan atma kritam sudurmana. Aho maya nicham anaryayat kritam niragasi brahmani gudatejasi. When Parikshit Maharaj put that serpent on Shamik Rishi's neck and then he walked away. Now externally if you see this incident, what does it appear? An act of pride. Parikshit Maharaj has put a dead serpent on the neck of Shamik Rishi and is walking out. Externally it appears Parikshit Maharaj is at fault. But what was happening internally when Parikshit Maharaj reached his palace, he regretted, and this is what he is saying, Aho, maya, nicham, I am extremely fallen. How could I do this? I deserve to be punished. I deserve to die for this. I have committed a great offense. He sincerely repented and lamented. But the Rishi's young son, not knowing that the king is sincerely repenting, he cursed the king to die within 7 days. Sometimes one mistake we see of a devotee, a lifetime of devotional service. Parikshit Maharaj has done a lifetime of devotional service. And one small mistake, which is also an arrangement of the Lord. And Sringi just caught that. Here lies the culprit. But what about the whole life? He confronted Kali, he saw Krishna in his, when he was in the mother's womb, and he said, he'd rendered wonderful service to so many devotees. What about all that? No, this is an offense. That was magnified. And he was sentenced to be killed within 7 days. So therefore we need to be careful, we need to understand that a devotee has to be always humble and allow the others to grow and go through their purification. Srila Prabhupada in that purport, he writes a very nice statement that when Uddhava is lamenting, he Prabhupada writes that this is Krishna's character. Krishna accepts the least qualification of a devotee and magnifies it and gives him the highest position. This is the Lord's character, Srila Prabhupada writes. And even when Parikshit Maharaj is lamenting, Srila Prabhupada says, when a devotee starts repenting for the mistakes he has done, this repentance is like fire. Just like fire burns dry grass, our sincere repentance burns off the grass-like offenses and sins. In fact, in Madhurya Kadambini, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he writes the atonement for all the offenses. And one common thing he writes for atoning for all the offenses is sincere repentance. Srila Prabhupada writes in that purport, Parikshit Maharaj section, repentance is a sign of a good devotee. Very hope-giving statement. So if this is a mood, then we are coming closer to Krishna. We are actually spiritually poverty-stricken if we do not feel lowly. If we do not feel fallen, then we are poor. That is the standard. Once Srila Prabhupada was with Tejas Prabhu, and one devotee who had fallen away came to Srila Prabhupada, and he was repenting, he was crying. And he was saying, Srila Prabhupada, I am so sorry, I disappointed you. You had put so much faith in me, but I broke the principles and I did this mistake, Srila Prabhupada. And he was crying. And Srila Prabhupada, throughout the that period, Srila Prabhupada was just looking at him intensely. And after this devotee stopped, Srila Prabhupada turned to Tejas Prabhu and said, just see the struggle of this one sincere soul who is trying to come closer to Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada's eyes were also moist. Tejas Prabhu says he had a tear in his eye because he was feeling, he was empathizing with the struggle of a devotee. So understanding this, that every devotee is going through his own struggles, because we can't be in Krishna consciousness and not go through struggle. It's impossible. Whoever is in this Hare Krishna movement has to go through purification. We can't go back to Godhead without going through purification. Just like a gold doesn't become gold without going through the fire treatment. Now sometimes we may repent, but that's not sufficient. Repentance is followed also with sincere action. Otherwise, we'll fall, we'll repent and again fall. Once one devotee came to Srila Prabhupada, he had done some terrible mistake and then he begged forgiveness. He vowed to rectify himself. And then again he did the same mistake and again he came back and again apologized. This went on many times. And finally one time when he came and said, Srila Prabhupada, I'm very sorry. Please give me mercy. And Srila Prabhupada said, sorry. You have outdone my mercy. I cannot give you any more mercy now. Srila Prabhupada said, you are expert. You are beyond my mercy. Srila Prabhupada was very disappointed. And then he became very panicky that Srila Prabhupada rejected him. This is in Prabhupada Meditation, second volume. And then this devotee went to other devotees and took their shelter and they gave him shelter. And they encouraged him. And when Srila Prabhupada came to know that he is taking shelter of other devotees and is taking a humble position, then Srila Prabhupada was pleased with him. So, mercy is there, but what is our mood? I remember once one devotee's birthday, he went to a spiritual master. So I accompanied him and he said, Maharaj, please keep showering your mercy. And immediately spiritual master, instinctively, spontaneously, immediately he said, so what did this devotee say? Maharaj, please keep showering your mercy. And Guru Maharaj, what did he say? Please keep receiving it. Immediately he said. So this is very, very important. That Lord's mercy, Guru's mercy is always there. But What are we doing about it? Are we grateful? Are we receiving the mercy? Uddhava, when after he, see, he's repenting. See, repentance means what? Now, generally, sometimes in the outside world, if you go, people don't encourage this. If you go to psychiatrists, they will never encourage you to feel bad, lowly, because that could lead to depression. And that's true. Therefore, repentance plus remembrance of Krishna. That has to be there. Remembrance of Krishna has to be there. Glorification of Krishna has to, connection to Krishna has to be there. Otherwise, it's incomplete. So Uddhava, when he is sincerely repenting, what he does simultaneously is, he is chanting this verse, Aho Bakiyam Stanakala Kutam. He is glorifying Krishna. Then he says how we can get Krishna's mercy through Krishna's devotees. Tateva Chanye Naraloka Veera Yadahave Krishna Mukharavindam Netre Pibanto Nayanabhiramam Parthastraputa Padama Purasya. Very interesting verse where Uddhava is saying that in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, all the soldiers who were killed by Arjuna, they all went back to the spiritual world. Although they were on the enemy camp. Because they saw Krishna's face and they left their bodies seeing Krishna's beautiful face. But he says, Uddhava says, Parthastra Puta. First they got purified by Arjuna's arrows. And then seeing Krishna's beautiful form, they went back to God. So Srila Prabhupada also writes there in the purport that he emphasizes on this point that a devotee's intervention in our lives is very, very important. Also, we find similar mood that where mercy is coming, but we need to receive it. We need to have a repentant heart. We find in the first canto where Agni, after that, Prabhupada writes in that purport, first canto, Arjuna is coming back he has gone to Dwarka, he comes back to Yudhishthir Maharaj. In that purport, Srila Prabhupada writes this pastime where in the Kandav Prastha, when it was saved by Arjuna and Krishna, Mayadana was trying to run because he was hiding there in the forest. So when Maya was running, Krishna was standing in one side with this chakra waiting to kill him because he was a demon. So he seeing Krishna's chakra, Mayadana got scared and he looked back and he ran on the other direction. And there Agnidev was standing to devour him because Agnidev was burning the whole forest and he saw this demon is there, I'll burn him. So, where to go? Here there is Agnidev waiting to devour him and there Krishna is waiting with chakra. He was helpless. And then he looked on the side, there was Arjuna standing. So he ran to Arjuna, fell at his feet and took shelter of Arjuna. And Arjuna told Agnidev to stop and he told Krishna to withdraw his chakra. So he got shelter because of Arjuna. And then Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport there that we are also like Mayadhanu. On one side there is this blazing forest fire of material existence which is burning us down. And on the other side, Krishna with this time energy of Krishna, death is waiting for us. So where do we go? We go to a pure devotee of Krishna, Arjuna. So when Maya took shelter of Arjuna and Krishna was very happy, Krishna said, I'm very happy that you took shelter of Arjuna. Now you serve Arjuna. Arjuna said, no, you take shelter of Krishna. And Krishna said, I'll give you a service. You make a beautiful palace for the Pandavas. That's how he made that beautiful palace. So here again, when we take shelter of a pure devotee, what does a pure devotee do? Pure devotee is representing Arjuna. He connects us to Krishna. And what does Krishna do? He gives us an opportunity to serve the devotee. So the fact that we are serving devotees and we are in this Krishna consciousness movement means we are receiving Krishna's mercy. And in today's purport also we read Srila Prabhupada is quoting, the devotees are quoting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is based on devotees. If you see all pastimes of the Lord Chaitanya, it is about interaction with devotees. Kabe Sri Chaitanya More Kori Bena Doya Kabe Ami Pai Bo Vaishnava Pad Chaya. When will Lord Chaitanya be merciful upon me? Narottam Das Thakur is saying, he will be merciful upon me when he gives me Kabe Sri Chaitanya More Koribena Daya Kabe Ami Pai Bo Vaishnava Pad Chaya. If I get the shelter of the lotus feet of Vaishnavas, then I know that I'm getting mercy of the Lord. And then the next line he says, Kabe ami chadibo vishaya abhiman, kabe vishnu jane ami koribe samman. When I give up pride, kabe ami chadibo, when I give up vishaya abhiman, kabe vishnu jane ami koribe samman. And when I respect Vaishnavas, then I'll get mercy. And what I'll do, I'll go to this devotee and I'll cry to them, please give me mercy. Kandiya kandiya jana iba dukha gram, samsara anala hoite magi be vishram. He said, I will go kandiya kandiya, crying, I will go to the devotee and tell them, jana iba dukha gram, oh my dear devotees, please pray to Krishna, I am suffering, I am going through dukha. Samsara anala hoite magi be vishram. I am suffering terribly in this material world. And what will a devotee do when we go to a devotee and serve him and beseech his mercy? Shunya mara dukha Vaishnava Thakur ama lagi Krishna abe dibena prachur. When a devotee sees our misery, then ama lagi Krishna abe dibena prachur. Then on my behalf, he will go to Krishna. And then he will tell Krishna, Krishna, please be merciful upon this devotee. Many times we tell devotees tell us, Prabhu, please pray for me. We say, and devotees also tell us, please pray for me. And actually when we do that, when we pray for each other, when we actually, then we are actually following the mood of the parampara. Where devotees are sincerely wanting Krishna's intervention in their life. They want mercy. Vaishnavera Nivedana Krishna Dayamaya Ena Pamara Prati Hobena Sadai. So when the Lord sees that this devotee has approached my devotees, then the Lord very mercifully he grants his blessing. So this is the mood of devotees, where this is a fantastic combination where a devotee sees that I am fallen and devotee thinks that he needs to be purified. And the Lord from his side is extremely merciful, extremely kind. One of the best examples we find in Chaitanya Leela is the pastime where Sanatan Goswami was delivered by Lord Chaitanya. This is a very, very nice pastime we find where Sanatan Goswami was coming to Jagannath Puri and his body was filled with what happened? He drank some contaminated water. And because of that, his body got filled with big boils. They were extremely foul smelling. And lot of pus and lot of obnoxious substances were coming out of it. And his body was from top to bottom was filled with those boils. And it was very horrible smelling. So when Sanatan Goswami saw this and is coming to Puri, he realized that he is going to commit an offense to everyone because in this body when he comes in, people will look at him and they will get contaminated. So he didn't want to offend anyone. He felt his life is worthless. So he said, let me commit suicide. When I go to Jagannath Puri, during Ratyatra, I will fall in front of the cart and I will end my life. And when I do that, then nobody will be troubled by me. Now Prabhupada clarifies, see, this is a very, very special case. No, devotees are never supposed to aspire to commit suicide. They are very, very exalted devotees where they actually never commit suicide. They consider themselves a fallen. But when they are really feeling separation from the Lord appears before them. So they never commit suicide. But this is the mood they have that, you know, I am useless. So Sanatan Goswami came to Puri and he went to Siddha Bokul where Haridas Thakur was staying. And there he was inquiring about Lord Chaitanya. And at that time Lord Chaitanya came to Siddha Bhukul. Now look at this. First time Lord Chaitanya is seeing Rupa Goswami after many years. Now when you see someone after so many years and he has all these boils and all substances coming out, immediate reaction would be what? Oh, what is this? What happened? But Lord Chaitanya did not make even little indication of being discomforted by this sight. He was only happy to see Rupa Goswami. He made no sign of discomfort. Sorry, Sanatan Goswami, not Rupa Goswami, sorry. He made no sign of discomfort. And In fact, what Lord Chaitanya went close to Sanatan Goswami and tried to embrace him. And Sanatan saw that Lord is just coming to embrace me with this, all these boils on my body. This is how Lord Chaitanya ignores all the externals. So then Sanatan Goswami immediately he screamed out. He said, "No, my dear Lord, don't touch me." Morena chuiya Prabhu, padun tomar pai. I'm falling at your feet. Please don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't come near me. Why? Morena chuiya Prabhu, padun tomar pai. Ek niche jati adama khandura sa gai. First reason is ek niche jati adam. I'm very low born. I'm fallen person. And second, khandu rasa gai. This boils full of rasa. There's a obnoxious substances are coming out of this. I'm filled with these boils. Don't touch me. Balatkare prabhu tanre alingana koila kandukleda mahaprabhur shriyangete lagila. All the kandukleda mahaprabhur shriyangam. Lord Chaitanya's golden complexion body was filled with all these substances from the boils of Sanatan Goswami's body. What a sight. And Lord Chaitanya said, "So how are you, Rupa Goswami?" And they were talking about Anupam's passing away. And then Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, Rupa Goswami was here." So Lord Chaitanya is talking to Sanatan Goswami. And Lord Chaitanya is telling, "Oh, Rupa Goswami is here and he just left for Vrindavan. And then I think you came from different paths, so you couldn't meet each other." Lord Chaitanya was very, very, very normal with him. He didn't make him feel that his body is, or he is untouchable, or he has to be avoided. Sir Prabhupada writes in the purport there that Sanatan Goswami would never have dared to enter the Jagannath temple because he considered himself fallen. But Lord Jagannath in the form of Sanatan Goswami would come with a Uppalbhog offering to give him Mahaprasad. So now Lord Chaitanya is there in the heart as Paramatma, right? Lord Chaitanya knows everything. So one day when he came to Siddha Bakul, he looked at Sanatan. And without any provocation from Sanatan Goswami, Lord Chaitanya said, "Sanatan, give up your foolish nonsense idea of committing suicide." So Sanatan Goswami was shocked. Oh, Lord Chaitanya is already knowing that Pratyatra is coming and I'm planning to do this. So then Lord Chaitanya said, "Sanatan, we get Krishna not by committing suicide. Na sadhyate mam yogo, na sankhyam dharma uddhava. Na svadhyaya tapas yogo yata bhaktir mamorjita. Only by bhakti we get Krishna." And then Lord Chaitanya said a very, very nice verse. He said, "Sanatan deha tyage Krishna yadi paaye, koti deha kshane ke tabe parite chadite paraye." That Sanatan, if one can get Krishna by committing suicide, I will commit 1 crore suicides every second. So Sanatan Goswami, he said, "My dear Lord, but what is the use of my being alive? Because I'm not serving you." He said, "Nicha adama pamar mui pamara swabhav more jia ile tomar kibahabe lav." See, if I'm alive, what benefit I'm doing for you? I'm just carrying this wretched body with on myself. So I'm not serving you in any way. And Lord Chaitanya gave a fantastic reply. What did Lord Chaitanya say? "Prabhu kahe tomar deha mora nija dhan." Lord Chaitanya said, "Your body is my property, my wealth." "Prabhu kahe tomar deha mora nija dhan, tumi more kori yache atmasamarpan." You have surrendered to me. That means your body is my property and I want to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world through you. So you have no right to destroy another person's property because your body is my property. Look at this. Haridas, Lord Chaitanya turned to Haridas Thakur and said, "Can you see this foolish idea of Sanatan?" So Haridas Thakur looked at Lord Chaitanya and said, "My dear Lord, we are both fools. We don't know what to do. We don't know what is right. We don't know what is wrong. You please correct us. You please tell us what is the right thing to do." So then Lord Chaitanya again embraced Sanatan Goswami. And that time Sanatan Goswami realized that he's helpless, because whenever you try to run, Lord Chaitanya had long arms. You know, you can see the beautiful Panchatattva deities in Mayapur. You will see how Lord Chaitanya's deities so beautiful, long arms. So Lord Chaitanya would grab him. So Sanatan Goswami said, Kastera putali ena kuake na chai, apane na jane putali keba nache gai. My dear Lord, I am simply a wooden puppet in your hands. And a wooden puppet doesn't know how he is dancing and how he is singing. I am simply controlled by your love. So I am helpless. So like this, he was there having this mood. And Sanatan and Haridas Thakur would every day do Krishna Katha together. And Haridas Thakur said, Sanatan, you are so fortunate. Lord Chaitanya has accepted you. Lord Chaitanya loves you. And Sanatan said, Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya is fulfilling his mission through you. Some people preach very nicely, but their behavior is bad. Some people behave very nicely, but they don't preach. But Haridas Thakur, you are the greatest because your behavior and preaching is exemplary. So like this, there was a beautiful pastime. And then Lord Chaitanya, what he did, he called Sanatan to Yamala Gardens for Prasad. And Sanatan Goswami could have gone directly, and you have to go through the main door of Jagannath temple. But Sanatan Goswami thought, it's a month of Jyeshta, summer season, extremely hot sand. He said, if I go like this, the pujaris of Jagannath will see me and they'll get contaminated. That will be an offense. Let me go through the long route, which is through the route of the beach. And the blistering sand would burn Sanatan's feet. But Sanatan preferred that to going through the short route where others would see him and get contaminated. So he took a long route, and when he came, Lord Chaitanya had already finished his prasadam, and Lord Chaitanya looked at him. His feet was burning, and Lord Chaitanya said, why didn't you come through the shorter route? And Sanatan didn't say anything. And Lord Chaitanya understood that Sanatan Goswami is extremely humble. And because of this, he didn't come from the short route. And Lord Chaitanya was extremely pleased to see the humility of Sanatan Goswami. And that time Lord Chaitanya chanted this very beautiful verse. Yadyapi tumi ho jagat pavan, tomasparshe pavitra hoya deva munigan. Lord Chaitanya said, my dear Sanatan, you can purify the whole world. In fact, by touching you. Now look at this. Sanatan's body is filled with boils. All these oozing substances are coming out. And Lord Chaitanya is saying, Tomas Parshe Pavitru Hoya Deva Muni Gan. All devatas and sages will get purified simply if they touch your body. But still, because you are so humble, you are setting the high standard for a devotee. Devotee is always repentant, always considering himself fallen. Tatapi bhakta svabhav maryada rakshan, maryada palana hoya sadura bhushan. Lord Chaitanya said a very beautiful instruction to all of us. He said, although Sanatan, your body is worshipable by demigods, by sages, but a devotee's mood is he wants to uphold Vaishnava etiquette. And maryada palan hoya sadura bhushan, a devotee's ornament is following of the Vaishnava etiquette. So like this, Lord Chaitanya glorified Sanatan Goswami. In fact, this is what Srila Prabhupada also taught us to always appreciate devotees. There is one letter Srila Prabhupada wrote to Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Tamal Krishna Maharaj had written a letter to Srila Prabhupada appreciating devotees like Yamuna, Mataji, Gurudas, Prabhu, Shyam Sundar, Malti, all of them. And Srila Prabhupada replied back to Tamal Krishna Maharaj saying that this is the business of a devotee. We should always appreciate other devotees and know that every devotee's service is dear to Krishna. Even a calf serving Krishna is as dear to Krishna as the gopis. So every devotee's service should be valued and nobody should be criticized. One Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan and devotees told him, Srila Prabhupada, you see that devotee, that elderly devotee there? He never offers you obeisances. When you come like this, he just looks at you and all other devotees offer obeisances. He doesn't offer obeisances. He doesn't have the proper understanding. Srila Prabhupada just ignored it as if he didn't hear what they said. And then when they completed the round of the temple parikrama and they were coming again, they saw that this devotee was watering the tulsi plants. And this time Srila Prabhupada told the devotee, see how nicely he is watering the tulsi plants. Srila Prabhupada consciously ignored the criticism and picked up that point where he saw a devotional service being performed. So therefore, only a devotee who sees his own faults and always respects others can actually appreciate devotees in the long run. Kaviraj Goswami in another place in Chaitanya Charitamrita writes that Premera Swabhava Yai Premera Sambandha Sei Mora Krishna Sei Mane Krishna Mora Nahi Prema Gandha. That the lakshan, the symptom of love for Krishna is that a devotee understands and is convinced that I don't have love for Krishna. So like this, Sanatana Goswami was feeling extremely bad. And then what Sanatana Goswami did is something very important, very interesting for us to know. You'll be amazed. Sanatana Goswami realized that he is committing a lot of offense. So he went to Jagadanand Pandit and he told him, you know, I came here to serve the devotees and serve Lord Chaitanya, but I am creating inconveniences. Lord is embracing me every day and so many times. And my body is contaminated. I don't know what to do. I'm miserable. So Jagadanand Pandit advised him. Jagadanand Pandit said, I think Sanatan, see, anyway Lord has instructed you to go to Vrindavan and he has given you a lot of duties. So better you go to Vrindavan. So Sanatan said, it's a good idea. I'll go to Vrindavan. So next day when Lord Chaitanya came and embraced him, Sanatan told Lord Chaitanya that, my dear Lord, I spoke to Jagadanand and I've understood that my service is in Vrindavan, so I'll go to Vrindavan. And when Sanatana said about Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya's eyes flared up. He said, now Jagadananda had told him, so Lord Chaitanya had very friendly relationship with Jagadananda also. Lord Chaitanya said, Jagga! Lord Chaitanya roared. I said, how dare this impudent, foolish boy Jagga give you advice to go to Vrindavan? Who is he to tell you? Kalikara Battuya Jagga Aiche Garvi Hoila Toma Sabare Upadesha Korite Lagila. How can this impudent Jagga advise you? How can Upadesha Korite Lagila? How can you are fit to be his guru? And he is so impudent that he is giving you instruction. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was getting angry with Jagadanand Pandit, actually he's not angry with Jagadanand Pandit, it's just that he loves Sanatana Goswami so much that the anticipation of separation from Sanatana Goswami has made Lord Chaitanya become angry with Jagadanand Pandit. So when Sanatana Goswami sees Lord Chaitanya is very angry with Jagadanand Pandit, Sanatana Goswami says, my dear Lord, wow, how fortunate is Jagadanand. Apanara saubhagya aji hoila gyan jagatenai jagadananda sama bhagyavan. Today I have understood apanara asaubhagya. Today I understood that I am very unfortunate. Aji hoila gyan. Today I realize that I am unfortunate. And jagatenai jagadananda sama bhagyavan. There is nobody more fortunate than Jagadanand Pandit. Why Jagadanand Pandit is more fortunate? Jagadananda piyao atma yata sudaras, more piyao gaurav stuti nimba nishindaras. He says, Jagadanand ko, you are giving Jagadanand piyao atma yata sudaras. You are giving him the nectar of your personal chastisement. More piyao, what you are giving me to drink? Gaurav stuti nimba nishindaras. Extremely bitter nimba juice you are giving me, which is of praise and appreciation. Whereas to Jagadanand Pandit, you are giving him the sweet nectarine mercy of your chastisement. Lord Chaitanya felt very ashamed when he heard Sanatana Goswami speak like this. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, Sanatana, you are most dear to me. Jagadanand cannot transgress etiquette like that. How can he do that? You are a perfect authority on Vaishnav Siddhanta, Vaishnav etiquette. He is young. In fact, Sanatan, you are fit to be my advisor. I can't tolerate him chastising you. And for me, just looking at your form, I get purified. Akshanoi falantva drishadarshanam hi. The perfection of my eyes, Lord Chaitanya said, is to see you. Tano phalam tvadrisha gatra sangha. The perfection of my body is to embrace you. Jiva phalam tvadrisha kirtanamva. The perfection of my tongue is to glorify you. Because sudurlaba bhagavatahi loke. Because a devotee is a very, very rare personality. Devotee of an endangered species. Very, very rare personality. And then Lord Chaitanya said, You are crying because I'm embracing your body and you are finding your body abominable. But let me tell you that your body is not abominable to me. Tumar deha tumi kara bibatsa gyan. Tumar deha ama lage amrita saman. For me it is like nectar. Because just like a mother has a child, the child may pass stool in the lap of the mother, but the mother still cleans the child. Mother doesn't hate the child. Mother doesn't find the child disgusting. In fact, Lord Chaitanya gives the example of chatushma. Chatushma is a combination of sandalwood and camphor, extremely fragrant. So Lord Chaitanya said, when I embrace your body, I find that extremely fragrant and extremely blissful. And then Lord Chaitanya said, Dvaite badra badra gyan, sabha mano dharma, yehi bala, yehi manda, yehi sabha brahma. To consider on the material level, good and bad, and to criticize, it is duality. It is all Brahma. And then Lord Chaitanya said, I am a sannyasi, I have to be equal, I cannot criticize. And then Lord Chaitanya glorified Sanatana Goswami. So this is a very, very instructive pastime. And then what Lord Chaitanya did, again he embraced Sanatana very tightly. And this time when he embraced, miraculously, all the boils from Sanatana's body disappeared. And he developed an effulgent golden complexion. And Haridas Thakur started dancing and jumping. He said, my dear Lord, all this was your pastime. You only caused him to get these boils because you wanted to teach us a lesson of respecting devotees and not seeing the external faults. There is one letter article by Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur in The Harmonist where he writes this point that many times we see the externals of devotees and criticize them just because they are not conforming to my standard of what I consider as an ideal devotee. He said that is, we generally do this because of three reasons. Because of immaturity, or because of our own insecurities, and because of egotism. And the solution Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur gives is to have patience. He said, just be patient with other devotees. Just be patient. And secondly, he says, we should introspect on our own faults. And third, see their good qualities. If we do that, then we will be saved from criticizing and offending Vaishnavas. There is one letter Srila Prabhupada wrote to Aitreya Rishi, who also complained to Srila Prabhupada about faults in other devotees. And Srila Prabhupada replied back saying that there are four very amazing points Srila Prabhupada wrote in that letter. And first point Srila Prabhupada says is that, see, you are writing all these problems. Please know that in material world, no one is perfect. Please expect problems in material world. So, Prabhupada just, you know, removes the whole false hopes from our mind. First, what is it? There will be problems. Then Srila Prabhupada says, then you see your own faults. And third, see his good points. And finally, please know that all these differences and opinion and all these varieties of things here in Krishna consciousness movement means we are not Mayavadis. There is a lot of variety. So Srila Prabhupada undermines the whole thing. So Srila Prabhupada had his amazing ability to transform hearts because he appreciated and he encouraged. Once, you know, you have heard this famous personality, Dr. Patel. He was always with Srila Prabhupada during his morning walks in Juhu, at the Juhu beach. And every day he would argue with Srila Prabhupada, back and forth. He would argue Mayavad philosophy. And Srila Prabhupada would defeat him. And sometimes Srila Prabhupada would call him rascal and he would laugh because he loved when Prabhupada would chastise him. But he would never improve, you know, in the sense he would always keep arguing the same points. And devotees would tell Srila Prabhupada that Patel is, Dr. Patel doesn't understand your points. He keeps interrupting you. So Srila Prabhupada said, no. Prabhupada would ignore and he would enjoy that rasa of debate with him. So one day when they were on a morning walk, another person came along and he started challenging Srila Prabhupada and he started glorifying karma and jnana as highest. And Srila Prabhupada flared up. And was about to respond, Dr. Patel said, Swamiji, I will answer. And Dr. Patel started answering, and Srila Prabhupada was impressed, and devotees were shocked. And back and forth they were arguing, and Dr. Patel started defending Krishna consciousness, and completely defeated him. And then he gave a big smile to Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada smiled back, and looked at his disciples, and Srila Prabhupada said, my teacher in school used to say, that those who are slow to learn, they never forget. And those who are very quick to learn, they may forget also very fast. So I'm happy that Dr. Patel learned slowly, but now he will never forget.
In fact, after Srila Prabhupada left this world, Dr. Patel wrote an article for the Back to Godhead magazine. It's still there. In the old issues, you can see. I was called rascal and I loved it. And there's a whole article on Dr. Patel's receiving love and affection from Srila Prabhupada. So a devotee is very precious. That is the whole mood in Gaur Leela, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Once one devotee, he had invested a lot of money and he just lost that money. Millions of dollars was lost. So he felt very bad. It was devotee's money and then he left Krishna consciousness movement. And Srila Prabhupada inquired about him. And devotee said, Prabhupada is feeling extremely bad and guilty that he has lost lots of money of devotees. So Srila Prabhupada said, yes, money is lost, but I don't want to lose him. Then Srila Prabhupada made this very touching statement. He said, I want one soul saved. That's more important than millions of dollars. So, we need to remember this mood of our acharyas. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also writes that many times we have mistaken a pearl for a stone, a snake for a rope, and a devotee as a demon. We have mistaken like this. So let us not rely on our apparent sight. But let us understand that devotees are going through their own purification. Let us encourage them and appreciate them and focus on our own faults. And this way, we will be safe from Vaishnava Aparad. And we could also save a community from being destroyed. And also, we will be more dear to Krishna. So, this is the mood that is echoed in this chapter, which is we have completed today. And from tomorrow, we will start the next chapter of the 11th canto. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for a very nice class. You mentioned that if some devotee is committing offenses or making some mistakes and we observe it, we should not always point out because they will be burning in the fire of their own repentance. It's a very high calling, though it sounds simple. It's a very high calling because our very natural tendency is to correct people. It's a very blurring line between that, I am correcting that person because I want that person to not commit a mistake. And it may not really be out of a sense of superiority, but it's just that, you see that mistake ho raha hai, toh correct karna apna kaam hai. How do we come to that stage where we are so having so much faith in the process of bhakti and our own have so much maturity that this devotee is able to that he is following the process of bhakti? If he has made a mistake, he or she has made a mistake, that person will automatically repent and correct themselves without any external intervention from. How do we come to that point?
No, we are not saying don't intervene. See, it's the attitude. There is a difference between Kanishtha Adhikari and a Madhyam Adhikari. Kanishtha Adhikari means a neophyte devotee. Madhyam Adhikari is a mature devotee. So Kanishtha Adhikari, how does he correct? You made a mistake. This is it. It's my job to tell him. Is this mistake? I have to tell him. And my job is done. I have told him it's his mistake. It's not an offense. Abhi galti kiya to batana padega. That is Kanishtha. Madhyam Adhikari, when he sees a fault, or a Kanishtha Adhikari could also go the other extreme. I don't care. I don't know. It's none of my business. A Madhyam Adhikari, if he's especially in a position of an authority, a counselor or a leader. So Madhyam Adhikari, what he does is, he knows that this person can actually be better, or he can overcome this only if Krishna guides him. Krishna is his benefactor. Krishna, he is his master. Krishna has to help him. Krishna is his Lord. So my job is to help him connect to Krishna. So a Madhyam Adhikari corrects in such a way that the person comes closer to Krishna. Which means, like for example, if you've seen a fault, a Madhyam Adhikari would go to another devotee who could make a difference to the whole situation. Prabhu, can you do something about it? I saw this. Because if that is wrong, then this devotee whom we are approaching, he could guide him. Or if I am wrong in my vision, this devotee could correct me. Somebody who can make a difference to the situation when we approach him, that helps. Or another way is a Madhyam Adhikari also sees this devotee, if he connects to Krishna through hearing and chanting, Krishna in his heart would purify him. So a Madhyam Adhikari is always conscious of helping a person who is apparently making a lot of mistakes or who is deviating, helping him connect to Krishna. I remember when I joined the ashram, a few years after I joined the ashram, and I was looking after one department, and we had some seva and we had some devotees whom we had to delegate some services. And myself and another brahmachari, we saw that one young brahmachari was extremely short-tempered. So we got so upset, we went to our counselor and we told him, Prabhu, there is strict action and blah, 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 blah. We just downloaded everything. So what this devotee said was very profound. He said, Prabhu, give him some time. Let him get purified. You know, he's chanting, he's attending the morning program, he's doing services, now he'll get Brahman Diksha, he'll do deity worship. Slowly, slowly, give him some time. And today, when I look back, 20 years down the line, I see that this devotee is a wonderful Vaishnava. And those things are like past, as if they never existed. So, it's true, the process purifies, the process works. A Madhyam Adhikari, this is his job. To see how the person can, I'm sure this devotee then accordingly, engage this erring devotee in some proper service. In a way that he gets connected to Krishna more. So I think the whole idea, the whole point is, Rupa Goswami says, essence of all the things is always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. So if you are seeing faults, and if we can do something about it, then we should do, but in a way that the person comes closer to Krishna, not that, you know, operation is successful. Govardhana Prabhu says, no, operation is successful, patient has died. Not like that. Because then, not only that patient will die, our bhakti will also die, you know. Because they are committing an offense. So this is one way of understanding. Another is sometimes we can't do anything. Sometimes we are actually helpless. Sometimes we see a person is really deviating, we just have to pray to Krishna. So you are right that we are seeing something wrong. But I'm sure there is a way of doing it, a proper Krishna conscious way of doing it. Through the proper authority, a proper forum. Now sometimes devotees get inspired by Damodar Pandit. Damodar Pandit was an associate of Lord Chaitanya who would correct Lord Chaitanya also, bluntly. Now very important point we have to understand, when we hear these pastimes of Gaur Leela, immediately many devotees say, Prabhu, it is impractical. No, Lord Chaitanya is instructing us something, it is applicable in our lives also. The principle is applicable, the application, how we apply could be a little different. I'll give an example. Damodar Pandit would correct Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya said, Damodar Pandit is teaching the world simplicity. Andar bar ek. Inside outside congruence. Same. Lord Chaitanya taught four principles through four devotees. Through Damodar Pandit he taught simplicity. Through Haridas Thakur he taught tolerance. Haridas Thakur was beaten in 22 marketplaces. And when we hear it, we immediately say, impractical. No, we can't tolerate like this. No. The principle is tolerance. How to apply that principle? Haridas Thakur applied it like that. We apply it in our own level. Third thing Lord Chaitanya taught was humility through Sanatan Goswami. And you may say, I cannot be humble like Sanatan Goswami. Fine. But the principle of humility is applicable. We may apply it a little differently. And what is the fourth thing Lord Chaitanya taught? Sense control through Ramananda Raya. Now we cannot imitate Ramananda Raya. Ramananda Raya was very intimately training the young girls. We are not sense controlled like that. Fine. But the principle we can apply at our own level. So Damodar Pandit, he saw that Lord Chaitanya is giving lot of affection to a young boy. Now this young boy was son of a widow. Young lady who had just become a widow. So this child boy would come and Lord Chaitanya would give him lot of affection, talk to him. And Damodar Pandit was seeing, he became very uncomfortable because he was very protective about Lord Chaitanya and he knew that Lord Chaitanya is a sannyasi. So he started thinking that people will see that a young sannyasi, Lord Chaitanya, is giving a lot of affection to a small boy whose mother is a widow. And this lady is also very beautiful. So they may speculate. So look at the way he transgressed etiquette. So what he did, Damodar Pandit, he caught this boy one day and chastised that boy, scolded that boy. If I'd never come to see Lord Chaitanya again, and he scolded him and drove him away. And next day again the boy came. Because why? Children have this nature, if somebody is very affectionate, the children will always, and if Lord, Supreme Lord is affectionate to you, then, that's why they kidnap the children, no, by giving candies, by pleasing them, like that. So, this child was getting a lot of affection from Lord Chaitanya, again he came. Now, this time Damodar Pandit, he lost his cool. So he went to Lord Chaitanya. And he said, you are the Supreme Lord. You can do what you want. But now, so initially Lord Chaitanya did not understand what he was saying. Then Damodar Pandit said, you are giving a lot of affection to this young boy. Do you know that this young boy, you know very well that this young boy, this child, his mother is a widow and she has all wonderful qualities, but she has one fault. She is very beautiful. And when people will see you giving a lot of time to this boy, they will speculate that you have some relationship with her. So he started speaking like this. And Lord Chaitanya was shocked. Damodar Pandit is speaking like this. And then Lord Chaitanya said, no, but Damodar Pandit is very simple hearted. Saralta ye Vaishnavta, Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur said. So Lord Chaitanya took it positively. Now this doesn't mean, oh, Lord Chaitanya is encouraging simplicity, straightforwardness. I will also tell others their faults. For the example you quoted, when we see faults in others and when we see something has to be corrected, generally we project our limitations, our inadequacies on them. So for example, when I am envious, if I am suffering from lust or if I am having some problem, and because I don't want to confront it, because when we sincerely chant Hare Krishna, the process purifies us and Krishna shows us a mirror. We come face to face with our own anarthas. But because we are not working hard on our cleaning of the heart, then we project our anarthas on them. Oh, he needs correction. See, he is envious. So therefore, if we are sincerely working on ourselves, and then as a service we correct with the intention of helping him come closer to Krishna, then it is fine. But Lord Chaitanya has taught us this principle of simplicity, straightforwardness. So instead of correcting everyone, let us correct ourselves. Sometimes when we hear principles, we get scared. Lord Chaitanya, Haridas Thakur, when I heard, first time, 22 marketplaces, whipping, that whip, once if it hits you accidentally also, there's a mark here. And imagine, whole body is being whipped at 22 market. What a terrible way of killing someone. So Haridas Thakur had tolerated that. And he didn't even criticize or he didn't even wish bad for his offenders. He prayed for them so much so that Lord Chaitanya's chakra could not be released. He became powerless to punish them. So Lord Chaitanya covered Haridas Thakur's body with his own back. So when we hear this, we should know. Okay, I cannot do what Haridas Thakur did, but I can do something to tolerate. Can't we do something? See, it's like this, simple example. The principle is, light removes darkness. Any questions on this? It's a principle. Light removes darkness. Whether you are in America or India, or 5,000 years ago or today, light removes darkness. So now there are different ways of applying this principle. When it is dark, you can take a torch. Light has removed darkness. Or when the sun rises, what is sun's capacity to remove darkness? Now I may not be like sun to remove darkness, but I can always light a matchstick and remove darkness. Similarly, I cannot do what Ramananda Rai did. I cannot do what Haridas Thakur or Damodar Pandit did or Sanatan Goswami did. They are like the sun. Now if I imitate the sun, just like sun removes darkness, so if I say I'll take a spacecraft and go towards sun, what will happen? I'll get burnt. But I can also remove darkness by lighting a simple match. Similarly, I may not be able to follow these principles the way these great Vaishnava Acharyas are following. But at our own level, we can practice these principles. So I'm sure we can be part of the solution when we see mistakes happening in a community or other devotees are doing mistakes. We can always approach someone else who can make a difference either to the situation or to myself. Is that okay, bro? Thank you. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.